Ladies and Gentlemen, Everett and the Two Dragons mit Pictures, gerade gehört auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Ich freue mich sehr, dass die Band es aus Estland wieder mal zu mir ins Studio geschafft hat. Das letzte Mal haben wir gesprochen vor 4 Jahren, als das Album Circles erschienen war. Das ist wirklich schon lange her. Jetzt haben sie nachgelegt mit der neuen Platte, die im Januar erschienen ist, Hands Around the Moon, heute Abend, nein, im November 2018 schon erschienen. Heute Abend wird man auftreten in Musik und Frieden und die Stücke aus dieser Platte endlich mal wieder live präsentieren in Berlin. Und jetzt sind Sie, Herrschaften, bei mir im Studio. Welcome, Everett and the Two Dragons.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Very good.
Very good, yeah.
It's like springtime out there.
It is. The weather is fantastic.
Yeah. Coming from Estland, you appreciate.
We consider it summer.
Yeah, it is. It is summer for us too, you know. It's a bit confusing because springtime doesn't happen anymore. It's summer all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But the schizophrenic part of Berlin turns into the good side now, you know. Everybody hates each other during the winter months. I think it's the same in Tallinn or Estland, I guess. During the winter months, it's like, oh, I don't want to meet anybody. But as soon as the sun comes out, you're like, oh, Everett, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you doing today?
Yes, let's have a barbecue.
Yeah, isn't it like that there as well?
Yeah, is it?
Totally. Schizophrenic a bit?
I mean, of course.
Come a bit closer, please.
I mean, in the dark, cold times,
yes,
of which we have our big share in Estonian weather. I mean, the people, of course, they cave in a bit. And everybody's looking forward for spring or summer when you can like just sit out in the fields and have a barbecue and, you know, chill,
nice,
be happy.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Now, the last time that we've talked, you've just finished Circles and you were promoting that album back in 2015, beginning of 2016 maybe. And I remember that you've recorded that album in the US. You went to Seattle to record the album. I don't remember if you considered that thing to be a good idea after you've done it. I don't remember that anymore. But how and where did you record the new one, Hands Around the Moon? Did you move to the US again, or did you stay in Estonia?
We stayed completely basically at home.
Mm.
Majority of the of this recording was done basically in rehearsal spaces and not really visiting any proper big studios. So a lot of it is really like handcrafted in not so professional spaces.
Mm. What was the reason for that? Was it a financial decision, or was it a way to find your own sound philosophy? Because sometimes I think bands sound more like the band itself when they've done it on their own, you know? Because, I mean, Rick Rubin is a great guy and he has different ideas for different bands, but I think sometimes the big producers wash away the one special sound thing that a band has.
But we didn't really have that with the Circles record. There was no fear of that.
No, that was no.
but regarding this last one, I think because we really took our time sort of figuring out what we wanted to do at first, and then because it was quite a long time, it made no sense for us to travel anywhere. We just started with a couple of songs and then a couple other songs came after that, so it was considering the time frame that we had, and we didn't really need to rush, and we wanted to make it as perfect as possible. We recording at home and in these modest sort of conditions was actually, I think, the best thing that happened.
I just talked to Sam Fender yesterday, the English artist, and he told me about the fact that he recorded some of the majority of his vocals in his own very little studio because he was afraid of the red light syndrome that kind of happens when you're in a very expensive studio and the red light goes on and you know that you have like two or three possibilities to really nail that performance. And you know that every performance that you've not nailed is going to cost you like $1,000 or something. So that might be a good reason for staying at home and for doing it on your own. The red light syndrome.
Well, perhaps, but I think at least for us it was just to get the right feeling, and most often the right feeling came in pretty unorthodox places. Like I did record a couple of vocals also in my sort of bedroom cabin, just because I was there and there were no one else, and it was I knew how to get to the place that I wanted to be, and I knew that it's somewhat difficult to recreate that feeling or vibe in a studio situation where there's a, you know, in addition to the sound engineer, probably our producer or one of the guys, and everybody has an opinion, and I know what I want, and it's like it's tricky sometimes.
Yeah, but it's a double-edged sword, I think, because you can get lost in your own vision and be like blind to opinions of other people. That is not good as well. But you're totally right when you say that you should not compromise too much when it's your own music that's going to be there in the end, right?
I mean, it's like, we put our names behind it. So.
You especially.
That's true, yeah.
Everett and the Two Dragons bei mir im Studio. Wir haben rausgefunden, man braucht keinen Ryan Hadlock, man muss nicht nach Seattle fahren, man kann das Zeug auch zu Hause ordentlich aufnehmen. So there was no additional producer involved in the recording process?
There was. A good friend of ours, his name is Sander Mölder, and so he
Estonian guy.
Mm-hmm. And he had a really big, like a really positive effect on us, and also his own sounds and input. It was like a great,
cool,
like value and addition to the whole thing.
Yeah, because that's what I said. Sometimes you can get lost in your own vision too much, and then you need someone to be a mirror for the band and to be like, exactly. Look at yourself. You haven't looked into the mirror for quite a while. Look at yourself, the beard boy. So let's listen to one of the new songs. It's called Tied for a Lifetime. Then we'll talk a bit more. And then you're going to play us a live version of one of the new songs. We're not going to tell them which one by now, but we're gonna have the little mystery resolved in a few minutes. Everett and the Two Dragons, it's Tied for a Lifetime of Lux FM. Everett and the Two Dragons mit Tied for a Lifetime auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt die Band im Musik und Frieden und wird dort auch noch Stücke vorstellen von der neuen Platte Hands Around the Moon. I just did a remix of the end part of Tied for a Lifetime live on the radio. That was pretty great. Everett and the Two Dragons, Hands Around the Moon heißt die neue Platte, die wie gesagt heute Abend nochmal präsentiert werden wird. Im Jahr 2009 ist die Platte The Hills Behind the Hills, das Debüt, erschienen von Everett and the Two Dragons, und die großen Bands, so die Pixies, was weiß ich, die Foo Fighters und so, die machen das doch dann so, dass sie mit der ersten Platte nochmal auf Tour gehen. Da frage ich jetzt nochmal nach, ob das Sinn macht im Everett and the Two Dragons Universum. I've just thought about the bands who present their very first album again after like a 10 years time span. You know, they're like, we have to present that first album once again. Have you ever thought about it? Because 2009, it's 10 years ago now. Yeah. You've released your debut album in 2009. Are you thinking about something like that, to go on tour and play songs of the old school evidence to Dragon World?
I don't think we've discussed that at all, because right now the new one is sort of new, and to mix it up with the first one right now perhaps is not the most logical step.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a 20-year...
Oh, yeah, okay. 2029. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm already looking forward to that.
All right.
No, I just talked to the Teenage Fan Club a few days ago, and they decided to play some of their old school hits, and they told me that it was like really inspiring, because you look back at the very first stuff that you've written, and there's so much in there that you don't like anymore. You're like, no, I'm a better songwriter now. But there's stuff in there that you rediscover, and you're like, wow, I should go back to that energy maybe and recreate that feeling from that first record. I think it's inspiring. And it was like interesting for the guys, because they rediscovered that they have a muscle memory, because they listened to the songs and they were like, oh, which chords are there? And then they just started playing along, because their muscles remembered. Their brains didn't, but the muscles. Would you remember all of the lyrics from the first album?
No. I sometimes don't remember the lyrics for the newest album as well.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's still fresh. That's still fresh.
I'm going to go with that one. That's my excuse.
Sounds good to me. So, Have you recorded or have you composed stuff that's going to be on the next Ever and the Two Dragons record, or is it going to take 3 more years again, maybe?
We haven't recorded anything new at this point, but I think we have some leftovers. Let's call that sounds pretty bad. Actually, they're not really leftovers. We have some demos from the previous sessions that I think will make it to the next one. But at this point, we haven't really figured it out what we want to do with that.
Okay, cool. But I mean, why should you? You've just released the album in November, so you're going to have to present that album to the people out there while touring, and then you're going to go back and write new stuff. I mean, writing on tour is a dangerous thing, so you shouldn't do that. You don't want to write "The Boys Are Back in Town" or "On the Road Again." Again.
Yes.
You don't want to do that. So, we've talked about two songs that you're going to possibly play. You've chosen one by now. Which one are you going to listen to?
We are going to play a song called Little Love.
Little Love. From the new album.
From the new album.
Cool. Ever and the Two Dragons mit Little Love live auf Flux FM. Wir werden im Anschluss, you point that on the guitar there and you bend down while singing. That's my proposition. Yes, we're going to listen to that live version of the song and then we're going to give away some tickets for tonight's show, Ever and the Two Dragons in Musik und Frieden. Jetzt live by Flux FM.
Could it be that I want it so badly? Could it be I was longing for more? Could it be that it's me who just gave in so gladly? Could it be that it's me who, oh, could it be that I want it so badly? Could it be I was lost for so long? Could it be that it's me who was living so sadly? Could it be that it's me who got stuck in the door?
Shine a little love, la 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 la. Let it go, let it snow, lay it on me. Shine a little love, la 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 la. Let it show all I know, I wanna be free. I was in a bad place, don't know where I was going. Wolves were coming crashing in. Seeing all the faces, couldn't help but knowing. Soon I had to shed the skin.
Goes out to Everett and the Two Dragons. Everett, Everett, Everett. Two Dragons Effort, Effort Two. That was great. A great live version of a great song. Thank you guys for trying that out on Flux FM. Wer heute Abend noch mehr sehen möchte von Everett and the Two Dragons im Musik und Frieden, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir verlosen Tickets für Everett and the Two Dragons, die heute nochmal Musik präsentieren aus ihrer neuen Platte Hands Around the Moon. Thank you guys for visiting.
Thanks for having us.
And I hope we'll meet again earlier than in, like, what would it be, 2022 or something? Be quicker, please. Okay. Oh, I got the reverb on my voice now. Hello from the bathroom. Thank you, guys. I'll see you next time, right? Have fun at tonight's show. Bye-bye.